May meeting of the Port Houston Port Commission.
Old school.
So before I begin with the formal agenda items, I just have a few things that I would like to talk about. First, our Maritime and Logistics Youth Expo, April the 20th. Port Houston and industry partners hosted the Maritime Youth Expo at the San Jacinto College Maritime Training Center. We had over 600 students from area school districts that attended that Youth Expo and training program, which we're just so excited about. There were lots of exhibitors there, lots of potential future employers, the Houston pilots. Thank you, Captain Mitchum, for your participation. U.S. Coast Guard, Port Houston Fire Department. Everybody wants to be a fireman. MV Sam Houston, Kirby Marine, and many others that participated in that Youth Training Expo. The Port's Emergency Mobile Command Center and a Port Houston Fireboat were also there for the very impressive demonstrations that many of us have seen. And maritime education, which is another really important function for us. I'd like to recognize once again, we do this every year, Gilda, the Small Business and Maritime Education for their work with the Port of Houston Partners in Maritime Education Program. The program began in 2009 and continues to flourish with more than 1,200 students currently taking maritime classes. As you all know, this is really important to our to assuring that we have enough workers, maritime industry workers in the pipeline for the future, because so many people in the industry are beginning to retire and go on to other endeavors. So we're very excited to keep our local talent, attract local talent into that very important maritime industry pipeline. This spring, we celebrated 4 graduations of our Maritime Academy, representing 4 independent school districts. These ceremonies were held in late April through early May at Jack Yates High School, Stephen F. Austin High School, Galena Park High School, and the Dr. Kirk Lewis Career and Technical High School at the Pasadena Independent School District. We as commissioners, I think I speak for all of us, that we're very proud of our maritime education program and the partners in maritime education. We hope that our commitment to education is evident to everybody in this room and to the community at large. It's certainly gratifying to me, and I think to the rest of the commission, to see that our local talent is being recruited into maritime education and to industry careers that will serve them well throughout their life. So thank you for a wonderful job, Port Houston staff. We really appreciate all you do. Next, National Peace Officers Memorial Day. May 15th was National Peace Officers Memorial Day, which recognizes law enforcement officers who have lost their lives in the line of duty. I'm sure that you join us in recognizing our law enforcement professionals for all that they do to keep us safe, not only at the Port of Houston and along the ship channel, but in our communities at large. In memory of those officers, the Port Police Department Honor Guard team lowered the flags at the Executive Building, and many of our Executive Building staff stood with them and observed a moment of silence. Thank you to all of our dedicated Port Police officers who helped to keep us safe and secure. On to community outreach, Marsh Mania. On May 12th, 20 Port Houston team members joined together with other volunteers at the Galveston Bay Foundation's Marsh Mania event. This community-based wetland restoration and education event allowed local volunteers the opportunity to plant thousands of stems of smooth cordgrass, covering more than 1/2 acre of eroding shoreline along Galveston Bay's Virginia Point. The Port Houston team, I think, enjoyed their participation. They had a very wet and muddy time at the Marsh Mania event, but they seemed to enjoy it. Now on to another topic that is bittersweet. And I spoke earlier about how so many people in very talented people in the maritime industry are beginning to retire and leaving us to go on to other things. Many of those people are going off to travel and enjoy their lives. One of those people is a person that I think has done a phenomenal job for Port Houston, and it's someone that we honor today, and that is Ricky Coons. Now, when Ricky Coons started at this port in 2007, we had zero all-water trade from Asia through the Panama Canal to our port. Today, under his leadership, it's 45% of our imports. So as Ricky goes on with his wife, beautiful wife Kathleen, to enjoy his retirement, to do some traveling, to garden, bird watch, whatever it is you like to do. We just want you to know.
He's bird watching.
Yeah.
We just want you to know, Ricky, how proud we are of you, that you will always be a good friend to us individually and to this port as a whole. We're going to miss you more than we can say. And so we would just like to stand and give you a round of applause.
Yeah.
And we may have to do that again because I'm going to ask Roger Gunther, our CEO, to provide his comments about Ricky Coons.
Thanks, Chairman. And yeah, Ricky's an humble guy and told me he didn't want anything before he left. So, but I think this is the least that we could do.
What are we going to do with that gold watch?
I don't know. We'll do that later. He's got a few more weeks before he leaves, but this is his last Port Commission meeting and certainly been a value to me and to the organization. Ricky's always there as a voice of reason and came from the carrier side, a wealth of knowledge that's helped us for the 11 years he's been here. He's been a mentor to me and others. I think I can speak for the staff. And as Janice said, big influence on our success in recent times. And personally, thank you on behalf, not only for me, but our staff. And
thank you.
Hang around. We'll go to some Aggie. We'll see you at some Aggie football games. And
absolutely.
Keep sharing your knowledge.
I anyway, probably rather bird.
I'll get you 50-yard tickets at the UT games anytime.
But Ricky, thanks, really, again. And I think we need to. And to that point, Ricky's leaving, and I'm proud to say that we have promoted John Mosley as the Chief Commercial Officer for Port Houston. Some big shoes to fill, but John's been here for a while, and we look forward to continued success in that division as we move forward. So thank you, John.
Congratulations, John. Okay, next on to the regular agenda, the approval of the minutes from
Motion.
April 16th.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Approved as written. Now we have Port Commission Committee updates. The first is the Procurement and Small Business Task Force. Commissioner Branch.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. The Procurement and Small Business Task Force meeting was held on Monday, May 14th. Our small business program continues to perform well as a first quarter 2018 rate of 57% for small business eligible contracts. From its inception in 2002, the program has a cumulative 42% participation rate, well above our program goal of 35%. Next, the Procurement Services Group reported on the first quarter activities versus the prior year, highlighted a 5% growth in transactions over the first quarter 2017, in line with the growth in business over the time frame. Staff brought two recommendations to the task force. First, we'll expand the possible range of small business participation in competitive sealed bids up to 35% from its current max of 15%, and we'll set on a project-by-project basis the characteristics for each project. The second recommendation, a pilot program to simplify the formulas associated with scoring, price, and small business in our competitive sealed bids program proposals. This concludes the summary of the task force meeting, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Very good report. Commissioner Branch, do any of the commissioners have questions?
No, thank you.
Hearing none, we'll move on to the next Pension and Benefits Committee meeting. Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Our Pension and Benefit Committee meeting was held also Monday, May the 15th. The first item on the agenda was a review of the pension plan and OPEB trust performance. For the year ending December 31st, 2017, both plans had returns of about 11%, which compares well against their actuarial assumption rate of 6.75%. However, the markets were down in the first quarter of 2018. As a result, the performance of both plans was reduced to 5% for the 12 months ending March 31st, 2018. The pension plan is currently 95% funded, and this number will be monitored throughout the year. Second item on the agenda was a presentation on self-funding employee and retiree medical benefits. Lockton, our new benefits consultant, looked at whether the Port Authority should move from a fully insurance to a self-funded program. This move has been adopted by many organizations the size of the Port Authority and could save from 4 to 8% in cost over a 3-year period. If this is put in place, the Port Authority, not a medical insurance company, would pay claims. However, employees should not be impacted because provider networks and claims processing would remain the responsibility of the administrator, such as Aetna. The committee voted to support development of a self-funded program. Staff will prepare final recommendations and request Port Commissioners' consideration on them, along with the rest of the 2019 Employee Benefit Program in September. And that concludes our report, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Good report. Commissioners, do you have any questions? Commissioner Fitzgerald.
I'd just like to say, Chairman, that I'm glad we're going down the road of the self-funding.
Sure. We're going to save
some yes. money.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you so much. Next on the agenda is appearances. Holly Leha from the Habitat Restoration Coordinator. She's the Habitat Restoration Coordinator for Galveston Bay Foundation. Would you please step to the lectern? And I think you have some good news.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, everyone. As she said, I'm Haley Leha with the Galveston Bay Foundation, and I oversee our oyster shell recycling program as well as our reef restoration efforts. And first of all, I want to thank the Port of Houston for their generous donation of the Memorial Tract for the last 5 years. It is an essential component of our program. And the way this program works is we partner with local restaurants that sell oysters in and around the Bay Area, and that we actually collect those shucked oyster shells. Those are then transported to one of our upland storage sites, which includes the Memorial Tract. And we have to stage those shells for about 6 months. This is a requirement by the state. It allows those shells to, quote unquote, sun bleach or quarantine, and allows them to get rid of any bacteria or invasive species that we don't want to introduce into the bay. So after that set amount of time, we then transport those shells to one of our project sites and actually place them by hand back into the water. And the reason we do this is because young oyster larvae need something hard to attached to in order to grow into those big bolsterous reefs we all know and love for fishing habitat and food. So by returning these shells to the bay, we're creating new oyster habitat in Galveston and throughout the whole bay system. So we've been working on this project since about 2011, and thanks to the Port's generous donation in 2013 with this leased property, we were able to increase the amount of shell we recycled by 40%, just simply by having that land to store that shell on. And since that time, we have recycled over 800 tons, yes, I said tons of shell. That's equivalent to the weight of about 400 vehicles. So you can imagine this process is very labor intensive, not only just on the front end collecting that shell, but also placing it in the water. And we've been fortunate enough to also have port employees come out and help us build these reefs by hand. Garrett Berg's been essential in that process as well, securing a team to come out on our site in Galveston and place those shells back into the bay. And over the last 2 years, they've actually returned about 8 tons of shell back to Galveston Bay. And I'm happy to say they are thriving. We've got an excellent oyster reef growing. So maybe a round of applause to those folks who've come out with us. We really appreciate your help. And I'm happy to answer any further questions about the program, but we hope to see this lease move forward for the next 5 years on the Memorial Tract.
Well, Ms. Leha, thank you so much for giving us that comprehensive update about a very important topic, because I think I speak for all of us in saying that we at Port Houston are very proud of our environmental stewardship. We take it very seriously. And the Galveston Bay Foundation has been a wonderful partner with us in environmental stewardship projects. And so we thank you for all that you have done to bring things to our attention where we can partner with you to make a better environment in the Bay and elsewhere around where we all live and work. So thank you for that. And we look forward to our continued partnership with you. So with that, I would go ahead and take out of order item H2, and I'd request a motion to approve a 5-year lease agreement with the Galveston Bay Foundation for 1.5 acres of oyster shell recycling site, 0.33 acres for non-exclusive access road area out of the Memorial Tract, effective no earlier than July 1st, 2018, at an annual rental of $10.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Next, Glenn Feluca, Regional Operations Manager of DNVGL. Please, come forward. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman,
yes.
Commissioners. We represent DNVGL. We are a certification body, and we are the company responsible for auditing and certifying the Port of Houston to ISO 14001.
That's our environmental stewardship standard. Goal. Thank you.
Yes. So we have a few words to say. We certify tens of thousands of companies all over the world to ISO management systems. The Port of Houston Authority has demonstrated over the years its commitment towards good environmental stewardship and great performance. We see in the Port of Houston Authority some of the characteristics that some of the leading environmental organizations have demonstrated all over the world. In the last audit report that when our team came and audited, we saw a strong leadership commitment towards environmental projects. We saw strong support from the environmental team represented here. And we also noticed a culture in the organization of a continued improvement towards environmental laws and stewardship programs. The Port of Houston Authority has made a decision years ago, back in 2012, to adopt ISO 14001 as the standard of choice and the framework towards a continued environmental management system impact. And we believe that it was a good decision. ISO 14001 now has over 350,000 certified organizations all over the world, and it has been proven to be one of the best frameworks out there to manage your performance against environmental laws and regulations in your own programs. So we congratulate the Port of Houston Authority for its continued achievements and wish you success in the future. And we have a plaque here with your recertification audit, your certificate of achievement that we wanted to present.
Excellent, thank you so much. Go ahead. And before we take a photo, I would like for our environmental team from Port Houston staff, please, to stand up so that you can be recognized. Let's give you a hand. Would you please come forward for a photo with DNVGL?
Awesome.
You can take your tags off. You can take your name.
Thank you. One more second.
I'm not part of the shit.
We do like two more.
Okay, so has anyone else signed requested to speak to the commission today. All right. Thank you. I would now like to ask Roger Gunther, our CEO, to provide selected financial and operational results.
Thank you, Chairman, and Commission, thank you for and all our guests that are here today. I just wanted to report that we continue to see steady increases in the flow of commerce through our public facilities through April. April was another strong month, adding to our total year-to-date of 13 million tons of cargo through the Port Houston public terminals. That's a 2% increase over 2017. And you can see that our financial results are right there in line with what we had budgeted year-to-date. So another strong year and right according to plan so far year-to-date. Still up, still imports are topping last year by 17% through April, and our container activity is up 3% in TEUs over 17. Continues to be driven, as we talked about earlier, the imports, the Asian loaded imports, as well as other lines and other trade lanes, but especially the East Asia trade lane, and we're real happy about that. And I think it's worth noting along those lines that recently Port Houston received the honor of the best seaport in North America by an Asian publication, Asia Cargo News. It's the Asian Freight and Logistics Supply Chain Awards, recognized industry organization for demonstrating leadership, consistency, and service quality, innovation, customer relationship management, reliability. And I think that's important because it's one thing to get the business, which our commercial department does, but to continue to serve that business in operations and to make the investments that we need and keep our business growing is very important. So we're real proud of that. We're proud of that because that honor is from shippers of cargo that were polled through this agency that are voting us the best seaport in North America over other ports in the country, over the West Coast and the East Coast. So we're very proud of that. And I think it's just a great honor to be recognized and a shout out to all of our staff that reaches across our organization for that award. That's for all of us. So thank you very much.
That deserves a hearty round
of applause. Yeah, thank you. And there's some good signs too on the container front. We are happy to be receiving two new services, one that already started calling. The Sealand started up in April, one that they've been working on for a long time, the Gulf Ocean Express. It's a Latin America service that includes two vessels that are operated by Sealand and one by MSC. It's a direct all-water service from Latin America, where Houston's the first port of call. And again, it called April 18th was the maiden voyage for that at our Barber's Cut terminal, so that's additional volume that we're going to be seeing. And also, Port Houston was added to MSC's existing service. It's called the Indus service that calls the East Coast of the United States through the Suez, India, and the Middle East. And this service employs 8,400 TEU vessels and will be calling, making its first call. It's underway and making its first call in Houston in June. So that's additional business as well that we've been able to get on the trade lane for. So we're real happy about that. So with larger ships coming into and out of our channel. And finally, once again, we awarded several months ago, more than a year ago, a contract for three new cranes at Bayport. I'm happy to say that those departed Shanghai earlier this week. They're on the ship heading this way, and after a brief stop in Honduras to drop off a couple of other cranes, they're going to be, should be in Galveston, off of Galveston in the middle of June, ready to come into Bayport and be commissioned. So we'll be watching those and tracking those again, and we look forward to that. So again, the investments that we're making for these bigger ships and more volume that we're seeing is right on track, and we'll be pleased to get those new cranes. So that's
Roger,
all I have.
Thank you for that excellent report. Okay, on to the regular agenda. Under H1, the approval of an assignment from Sarah's Gulf to Texas Stevedoring Services of its Barber's Cut Terminal Administration Building Office Lease, no earlier than July 1st, 2018. Is there a motion?
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
There's also an item G1.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I go ahead and take the vote on the one that we just, thank you.
Who has you wish?
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Okay, G1. Thank you, Eric, for bringing that to my attention. Item G1 is to approve the amended vendor protest procedure.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. H3, approve a 5-year lease agreement with the Port of Houston Credit Union for approximately 926 usable square feet of office space in the Executive Office Building, effective no earlier than July 1st, 2018, at the rental reflected in that item.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Okay, under finance, I'll take items I1A through G together, which is the request for proposals.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under general, approve an order authorizing the sale of Port of Houston Authority of Harris County, Texas unlimited tax refunding bonds, Series 2018A, in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $201,685,000, and matters incident thereto, which is very important for saving money to Harris County taxpayers. Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under port security and emergency operations, item one, enter into a memorandum of agreement among the Department of Homeland Security, Science and Technology Directorate and Houston Area Public Safety Organizations, including the Port Authority, for participation in the Next Generation First Responder Operational Experimentation Exercise in December 2018.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under infrastructure, awards, amendments, and change orders. Item one, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $3,293,513 for the design of the expansion of gate facilities at Barber's Cut Terminal to the top-ranked proposer in order of staff ranking. First, Hatch Associates Consultants, Inc. Second, Moffitt and Nickel. Third, Isani Consultants.
Motion.
Second.
Commissioner Branch moves staff recommendation for Hatch Associates, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries.
A quick question on that one. What exactly does that involve, Roger?
It's the redevelopment of the truck gate at Barber's Cut, resizing the gate kind of along the lines of what we did at Bayport several years ago. I mean, it's...
This is because of the volume from the plastics coming in?
It's matching the yard continues to expand, the key continues to expand, the gate's not large enough to support the facility. So it's been master planned that we would expand its capacity.
It's expanding the existing gate within the same footprint.
It's actually doubling the number of lanes that we have today.
Okay. Are we going to have to acquire more land, or we've got sufficient land to do it? Same footprint as we have.
Yeah. There's a routing configuration changes, but it's all within our property.
Okay. Thank you.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Next is to approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a 2-year environmental consulting agreement in an amount not to exceed $15,000 for stormwater quality program management to the top-ranked proposer in order of staff ranking. First, Spirit Environmental. Second, Terra Nova Consulting. Third, Atkins North America, Inc.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos for staff's ranking Spirit Environmental. Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item three is to amend the professional services contract with Kavu International, LLC for continuous improvement process execution checklist development and operational excellence. Who can argue with that? In an additional amount not to exceed $130,000.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 4, amend the professional services contract with Binkley and Barfield for utilities coordination and design along Jacinto Port Boulevard and Peninsula Street from Beltway 8 to CARE and Jacinto Port Terminals in an amount not to exceed $98,000.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under General, Item 5, enter into a memorandum of agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for maintenance dredging of berths at the Bayport Container Terminal and Auto Terminal, Barber's Cut Terminal, Jacinto Port Terminal, and CARE Terminal for an amount not to exceed $1,730,000. Is there a motion?
Motion.
I have a question.
I want to get it.
I'll second it.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. And before you ask the question, Roger, would you just please briefly describe this piggyback arrangement where we get a better cost on our dredging?
Well, this, I'm going to let Rich explain it, but it has to do with the placement areas and the tipping fees and that. Rich, if you could explain
sure,
this.
The Corps of Engineers lets contracts to dredging companies to maintain the federal channel. When they come near private facilities or the port's facilities, we can borrow that dredge for a month or two or whatever to get our berth dredging done. So we piggyback on the contract. The, putting our material into a public placement area incurs a tipping fee, and these are standard fees that the Corps charges for using the public placement areas. And so we budget for that, and the Corps of Engineers is coming up on decisions to hire these dredging companies. We want to be ready to be able to piggyback, and we need the authorization to do so. There is a nuance to this, which is we're going to exploit the 217B rule, which means when we pay these tipping fees, they stay in the local Corps budget amount, and they don't go into the federal coffers. And, you know, when they go in the federal coffers, we don't get the money back necessarily. They stay in the fund and the budget for the local Corps to do local work that benefits the Corps. So
fantastic.
We're piggybacking off of the contract. Those decisions are coming up, and we want to be ready to have the money in place to be able to execute contracts.
And Rich, in general, under those piggyback agreements, we get a better rate on dredging than we would otherwise if we were.
Absolutely. It's a volume rate that is for the whole federal channel, so we get the same.
Thank you very much.
So my only question was, and maybe you answered it, Rich, is how come in IE we have Jacinto Port and CARE, but we also got them over in General 5? What's the difference in that?
Because IE is the actual dredging. K5 is the tipping fee for putting that dredge material into a placement area.
This
so
is
two
for
different
the
fees.
Okay.
This right here is for the dredgers to come do the work.
So we're fixing to start these two terminals now.
Yeah.
We're asking for bids, but not the others.
Yeah. We've already got approval to do the others.
Yeah.
Okay.
The plans primarily are to do Barber's Cut and Bayport, but we're asking you one time instead of coming back and asking for the other.
Okay. Teams. I'm good.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Okay. Under permits, licenses, and pipeline easements, I'll take items 6 through 9 together.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under operations, award a 2-year service contract to Shermco Industries for emergency electrical support for substations and switch gears at Barber's Cut Terminal, Bayport Container Terminal, and Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed $200,000.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item two, issue a purchase order to DAR Equipment Company for the purchase of one 10,000-pound capacity Caterpillar forklift in an amount not to exceed $60,250 using the local government purchasing cooperatives buy board program.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item three, issue a purchase order to Doggett Heavy Machinery Services, Inc. for the purchase of a 2018 John Deere Model 410L backhoe in a total amount not to exceed $120,000 using the Houston Galveston Area Council Cooperative Purchasing Program.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Yes, sir.
Roger, on the, like you, we've got a John Deere here and a Caterpillar. Is there any effort to try to keep the equipment line in kind of like the same manufacturer for parts purposes and repair purposes, or is it just a Best Buy?
It for those types of equipment, it is mostly for Best Buy. You know, if we have like numerous pieces of equipment like yard trucks or rubber tire gantry cranes, it certainly makes a big difference to have common parts. But these are, for the most part, I believe, one-off type pieces of equipment that we look for the best value, you know, whether it's, you know, a tractor or front-end loader or something like that.
Any other questions?
No.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item four, award a one-year contract to Ambassador Services, LLC for cleaning services at Barber's Cut Terminal and Bayport Container Terminal using the Harris County Department of Education's Choice Partner Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $300,000.
Motion.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item five, authorized payment to Navis, LLC for annual maintenance services for the Marine Terminal Management Software System for Barber's Cut Terminal, Bayport Container Terminal, and Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed
$612,428. So moved.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. I thought, Charles, I thought we had this Navis item on the agenda at an earlier meeting.
This item is for the maintenance of the actual software. So,
was a previous Navis for the purchase of software?
No, it was for other work that we were doing with them, but this is just for the annual maintenance.
Okay, so what else are we doing with Navis?
They provide us the software. This is for container terminals and trucks being on that. So there's the terminal software, and there's also the general cargo. Wow. They're the reason why we're able to be so successful with our gate terms, et cetera.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, under people, no items, technology, awards, amendments, and change orders. Item one, award a purchase order to NetSync Network Solutions for the replacement of unsupported network equipment as provided for in the Information Technology Master Plan, using the State of Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $300,000.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item two, award a purchase order to NetSync Network Solutions, Inc. for network switching hardware to provide redundancy and high availability at the Port Authority's disaster recovery site using the State of Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $190,000.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item three, award a purchase order to Solid Border, Inc. for redundant network firewalls to provide security, redundancy, and high availability at the Port Authority's disaster recovery site using a State of Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $125,000.
Motion. Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item four, amend the professional services agreement with Total Network Solutions to perform additional database monitoring and support services for the Navis Terminal Operating System and SmartTex Gate Operating Systems in an amount not to exceed $84,000.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All
Chairman,
in favor?
I have a quick question on that.
Yes, sir.
Our backup information said that we did not get that with the original contract, but we decided we needed it. What was the, why did we, I mean, are we costing ourselves money if we don't buy these from the get-go, or why did we decide we needed it?
We're talking about N4?
Yes.
N4, that's the Navis Operating System Monitoring Support Services database.
Commissioner, we've extended our capabilities in the system to do additional operations at the container terminals. These guys provide support after hours, weekends, whenever we need them. So they're additional, basically staff augmentation for this cost.
Okay.
So we can't have someone there 24/7. Vessel Ops went to 24/7 capabilities to help us make sure that the environment stays stable during those times.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And with that, we will move into executive session. How many items do we have?
It's now 10:40 a.m. Board Commission of the Port of Houston Authority, Harris County, Texas, will now convene a closed meeting as permitted by the Texas Open Meetings Act.
Do we have anything that's going to
conduct a private consultation with attorneys, deliberate regarding real estate, deliberation regarding disposition of Woodhouse Terminal property, development 8 properties, economic development negotiations or incentives, loan evaluation of public employees, including deliberations regarding public employees and security related matters. The Port Commission will reconvene in public session after closing.
Coming out of executive session. Sorry, to Commissioner Don Carlos, do you have an item?
Madam Chairman, I move to authorize the Port Authority to enter into a lease with Lansing Trade Group LLC on the terms discussed in executive session. Authorize the executive necessary to do everything necessary, executive director to do everything necessary to give effect.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Commissioner Corgi, do you have an item?
Yes. Madam Chairman, I move to amend last month's Port Commission authorization to enter into licenses in connection with the construction of the Sam Houston Tollway Bridge on the terms discussed in an executive session, and authorize the executive director to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. That concludes the business of the Port Commission for Port Authority, Harris County. This meeting is adjourned.